Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning, 7:05 on January the 29th. It's a little chilly out there. We'll be getting to the weather in a little bit. Of course, Linda is still on sabbatical till next Monday, but I'm joined by Jake Ryan as my co-host. Jake, good morning.
Good morning. I'll do my best to do a falsetto if that makes you feel
okay.
More
well, no. I think we're okay there. Jake Ryan, that ought to be the name of like an action hero. There ought to be like a little Combat Joe named Jake Ryan that you can buy in the stores.
Well, I'm only one letter removed from Jack Ryan. From
maybe that's it. Yeah, okay. And of course, Bad Bob's here.
And good morning.
Bad Bob, are you having a good day already so far?
As always, this side of the grass watching the sun come up and at the radio station.
Okay,
how could it get better?
Well, you know what? It doesn't. And we've got a huge show today. We're going to start off with, we're going to be talking about Medicaid and why isn't silver at $100? But UPREP's going to roll in here talking about their fundraiser. But then we're having a spokesman from the Department of Defense from the Pentagon. He's going to address the suicide. Last year was the highest number of suicides in the service than's ever been recorded. We want to talk about that. And I think you're going to see some figures that are really going to be, surprising to you. That when I was talking to them yesterday. And then of course, Sheriff Tom Basenkel is going to come on, and we bumped around people, to have Sheriff Basenkel on. He wrote this letter, of course, to the Vice President of the United States talking about gun laws. And there's been a number of sheriffs throughout the country that have signed on to say, you know what, we're out here to protect the Second Amendment. It's not the Second Amendment that needs to be addressed. It's the climate of culture and so many other things. Anyway, Sheriff Tom Basenkel will be with us at 8 o'clock. So, Jake, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? A silver at $100. I don't think I ever promised you silver at $100.
Somebody promised me that. Yeah. Anyway, but I tell you what, but talking about like Wall Street and all that is our Wall Street Market Minute from our Wells Fargo advisors. Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. We have a mixed open in the markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 5 points at 13,886, while the Nasdaq's down 20 at 3,133, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,498. Oil's up 67 cents at $97.11 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.14%. Gold's up $9.50 at $1,664, while silver is up 40 cents at $31.18 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Big Blue's down $1.25 at $203.69, Walmart's up 45 cents at $69.80, while Verizon's up 23 cents at $43 even. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you want to give them a call and find out what's going on in the market, they're at 530-243-7561, or just stop by Park Marina Drive and find out from the experts where to put your money or what's going on in Wall Street. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, Bad Bob, weather.
And as we punch it up here, it's going to be partly cloudy skies, a high of 63, clear tonight, a low around 40 degrees, so maybe a tad warmer. Heading up into the 60s again tomorrow, estimated high of 67 under sunny skies. Currently in Reading, we're looking at 36, and the weather report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And Anselmo Vineyards, great handmade pizzas on Thursdays, lunches, brunches, dinners, music. See horseback riding and of course, sporting clays, everything out and in Anselmo Vineyards.
Including a vineyard.
Great wine, award winning wine. 474-5546. 530-474-5546. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and Jake and I'll hop into a couple of things, and we'll start with everybody else that's coming through here. You ready, Jake?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Hello, Shasta County. This is a time of unusual economic turmoil. Gold prices skyrocketing, oil is up, then down. The European debt crisis is on the news every day. And in the middle of this, you have to decide what to do with your single largest investment, your home. This is no time for learning on the job. For a new level of expertise in real estate, call Sheldon Largent Realty for the help you need. Only experienced agents, no learning on the job at your expense. So call Sheldon Largent Realty today at 282-1771.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bylinda is on sabbatical, at least through next Monday. So I have as my partner today in crime, Jake Ryan.
Good morning.
Okay, Jake, you know, one of the things, there's so many things going on in the world right now. I mean, you know, Medicaid, Medicare, cutting the billions, immigration reform. Gun laws reform. I mean, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about being prepared. Cause you've got three stores that are, one in Reading.
No, I have four stores.
You opened a fourth one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You gotta pay attention to what I'm doing.
I do. You're
sneaky that way.
Yeah. You opened up one, the first one though here.
First one in Reading.
Reading.
And I had this beautiful business plan. I think I've told you I was blood sucking. Investment banker.
That's right.
And I have MBA from UCLA, and I don't know what that entitles me to, but man, I can really do a beautiful business plan. And my business plan had me opening up my second store sometime within a 5-year period because I was going to do it without debt. And so here we are, not even 3 years into it, and I'm already at four stores.
Four stores.
It just blows me away.
I've been to two of them, but the other ones, I think, there's one down in Corning.
So, yeah, it should be a goal of yours to visit each,
well, I
each
will,
of the Patriots.
But every time I go there, I buy something, of course.
Because, which is the goal.
Yeah, well, now tell them what your stores are.
My stores are sort of a conglomeration of those things that I deemed are peace of mind ideas. I mean, gold and silver, in case something funky happens with your currency. Freeze-dried foods, in case you're dealing with an emergency where you're not able to access the stores, you're snowed in.
You're going someplace.
You're going someplace that's, you know, you're stuck in your car. Be nice to have a case of MREs with you. And then little things that sort of catch my attention. And the latest one is the solar water kettle. And this thing is, I mean, this is one of those times where if you, when you were a kid and you thought, one day I'm going to go to a job where I'm just going to play with things. And of course, then you become an accountant and it never happens. But I'm kind of in that job where, well, the other day I was in Chico experimenting with this thing. It's shaped like a rocket, and then you fold out the wings for a solar panel. You fill it with 2.5 cups of water, and it's like 37 degrees out there in Chico when I was doing it at 7 o'clock just as the sun rises. So I was just putting it to its test. An hour and a half later, the temperature rose from 37 to 39 degrees, but the water inside the solar rocket was at 158 degrees. I mean, literally just burning me. So I thought, this is cool. I mean, you don't have to, no consumable energy required. Just plug in. And so that's the kind of stuff I experiment with. Some experiments don't quite work out.
You've got a flashlight in there. It's a yellow flashlight that it's, you can crank.
Yep.
And in it, it's got a, and once you crank it up, the battery holds on it. So now you've got flashlights, you've got a radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this thing works really well. I had to tape the radio because, it would, you know, because the dial would turn on. So I just taped it, so that it would hold in there. Because I keep it in a bag.
Right.
So it gets bounced around. It's got, you can recharge your cell phone. You can do all these things off this one flashlight.
Right.
And it's great. And it's down there. So I'd recommend anybody, if you're just wanting to have something around that, if you don't run out of batteries on. Anyway.
Okay. You just don't know.
So four stores.
Four stores.
That's great. Well, you know what? It's a good plan, and your stores are great stores.
Right, and again, those people who think that it's a certain mindset, I just want to remind them of one thing, and this is the chief philosophy of my stores. You just don't know. And by that I mean, if you ever see Doomsday Preppers, one guy thinks that Yellowstone volcano is going to erupt, so he prepares for it, and he lived in Staten Island. He was a firefighter, and suddenly the storm devastates the whole area. Now, he's got all these supplies in place, and he's eight families in his brownstone are being supported by this guy who is planning for the volcano erupting at Yellowstone. So it doesn't really matter what you're preparing for. If you've got the stuff in time of crisis, you're
there
good
you
to
are.
Go.
Okay. All right. Now, we've lured two other participants in today, Sandy Mastin and Diane Herner. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you're here from, you know what, you two are, I mean, you all come in, you were in here last year. You're such nice people. And you're over at UPrep.
Thank you.
And UPrep just got some nice, got some really nice words in the paper today.
I don't know
if you noticed that. Because they're talking about how the county has money left, you know, because there's less students. And so there's money in the county. And they mentioned UPrep, how UPrep's got such a great program. You've taken a big bite out of some things. And people are kind of like, well, you know, charter schools and all that. But you all do good work.
Thank you. Well, Carl, just want to thank you so much for having us back this year. The Educational Foundation is just so pleased that KCNRA Surefire Radio has sponsored us this year. And we're excited that Carl and Linda Bott are going to be our host MCs. So you've added a great dimension to our annual event. Diane Herner is our chair. This is going to be her fifth annual. And over the last 4 years, we've raised over $100,000 that support and enhance our programs there at UPrep.
That's great. So can you tell us a little bit about this, Diane, this year?
Well, our event is March 9th, and it's We're Going Places. We have a dinner. We have live auction, silent auction. We have Las Vegas-style gaming, which is always really fun. We have 50-50 raffles. We have lots of exciting items that we're auctioning off. We have a vacation rental in Cayucas for a week. We have a murder mystery dinner for eight. We have a wine and UPrep music on the river and a beautiful home, great setting. They had it last year, and people are just raving about it. We have a houseboat rental. We're really excited about having couchside seats at one of the UPrep games, where you'll be on a nice comfy couch and be catered to, and you get sideline view. This is some of our
items. I like
items.
That one already. I like the one on the water too. So, okay, I have to give a disclaimer here. Linda and I are getting paid nothing for this, by the way. And we were honored to be asked to come in and help because we believe in the concept of UPrep. And so being asked to do this was, it was a no-brainer for us. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to finish talking about UPrep and their fundraiser here on March the 9th.
March 9th at the Elks Lodge.
At the Elks Lodge. And there's only so many tickets.
That's right.
There's only something because the place is not, I mean, you can fill that place up quick. I'm sure you'll be there because you've got like 12 kids there, right, Jake?
Not 12. It's like the counting thing. You really have a problem with that.
I'll be right back. Well, we'll be right back. This is Carl Bott, Jake Ryan right here on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 5 days to laugh to me, saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days to living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now, I want to hoodwink. Does that make you stop? That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread, and of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State. This portion show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, best coffee in town. Discounts for veterans. Meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. 2637 Hilltop Drive. That's Tobacco and Brew. Been in business there for 30 years. Like I said, they give veterans discounts and they treat everybody really well there. Our guest, Sandy Mastin and Diane Herner, and they're from UPrep. Now, you all are part of the parents and volunteers there at UPrep.
Absolutely.
And you're putting on the, you know, you're putting on this UPrep auction in March at the Elks Lodge, and the name of it is?
We're Going Places.
We're Going Places.
And last year it was Into the Future. Prior to that, we had Moroccan Nights and Viva Las Vegas. And what was the first year? So it's.
But you've raised over $100,000.
Over $100,000. Oh, yeah. And they're always exciting events that our amazing Chad Fowler. He does their decorations, mm-hmm. and he collaborates with the steering committee and comes up with this beautiful event that once we open the doors, our guests walk in and feel so special, and it kicks off with the silent auction of gaming, casino-style gaming. We have guest table sponsors that come in, and then they walk into this beautiful venue. We have a wall of wine. The decorations are over the top. And then, of course, it starts with live auction with our Mark Lascelles, who's come back year after year.
We know Mark very well.
Yes, that's right.
How much are the tickets for this?
They're $50.
$50.
And you can purchase your tickets online at myuprep.com.
Okay. And that includes?
Includes your meal and $50 worth of gaming chips and then your entrance. And then if you want to be a table sponsor, that's $550, and that's a table of eight. Mm-hmm. And you get complimentary champagne, and you get advertising, and you get
your name out there someplace.
Yes,
on the table,
and mm-hmm. you feel good because you've supported a school that's rated your test scores are some of the highest in California, the highest north of Sacramento.
North of Sacramento, and the terrible thing about this is you would think that that's something that it really makes us stand out here in the North State. You know, the UPrep is a resource and the fact that our kids are doing so well. But the system is actually kind of rigged against us financially. I mean, anybody that has any school financing says, you know, $100,000 is a lot of money until you don't have it. And so if we're you know, churning out a quality product, and I have two kids that are currently at UPrep and a third is going to be there soon, you know, that $100,000 can go a long way, especially since as a charter school, you're not bound by some of the really stupid rules that other schools are, but then the bad downside is, oh, by the way, we're only going to give you 80% of what we give the other schools.
So this isn't just a, you know, this is a fundraiser to continue the high standards that UPrep is has. And you know, and I've taught at UPrep when I was substitute teaching when I came back from my
Latin?
Last tour.
Really, Latin?
Well, I was sitting in the Latin class. It doesn't mean I was teaching it. I played the movie, but I did know a few Latin phrases. But then I was also in, I think it's sixth grade, right? You have sixth grade. What a great class. What a great class sixth graders are. I mean, they are just bright y'all are teaching things at UPrep that I could swear that it was either a senior in high school or at sixth grade or maybe a, you know, freshman at college.
College prep, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, these kids at sixth grade are learning, so much. So, this is a great deal. And you're right. They are not afforded the same, financial support as public schools are, but yet you're turning out a real quality student here.
That's right, because it's the dedication of the teachers that come on board. They're non-unionized. They are absolutely on fire for education.
At will, too.
At will, and I'll tell you, the teachers are loved by those students. I know that my own student there
most
is.
Most teachers are.
Yes, I would say. Absolutely. So they come back, you know, with a high step and feeling good about what they're trying to achieve there. You know, we're partnering with the community to reach higher Shasta County in every way. That's what the Educational Foundation's about.
Okay. Now, okay, let's go over this one more time. Where they can get tickets at, when it's going to be, where it's at. We've got like about a minute left here. So, Sandy?
Make sure we go to www.myuprep.com. Purchase tickets all the way almost up until the event or until they're sold out. That's where they can make direct donations. They can sponsor a table, a gaming table, and just get involved. Also, we have a form there that if they have a donation they want to make, that it's a 501(c) nonprofit, they can complete that and get it back to us.
Okay.
And,
yes.
And if you're a UPrep parent out there listening to this, and just remember that you won't know who the good and the bad teachers are unless you're part of the rumor mill, and you're not going to do that unless you come out to these events.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Diane, anything else?
And you know, we would love if anyone has a great donation, you can donate online also.
Donate online. Okay. And but the big thing is being out there. How many people can come to this? How many people? 100, 300?
300?
300.
We're thinking 300. And
let's put 300
year,
there.
Let's think that last year we got our marquee board along with all the other equipment and great enhanced programs. And this year we're looking to get our project iPad off the ground. That places a iPad and an Apple TV in every classroom for use by the teachers.
There
but if
you
it's
go.
100% of the UPrep students.
That's super. Okay. We're going to have you all back on again, and thank you so much for what you do. And what a great place UPREP is for our community and our students. Diane Herner and Sandy Mastin, UPREP parents and volunteers. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox Business Network, home prices fell in November according to the latest Case-Shiller report. Prices for the 20-city index were down 0.1% from October on a non-seasonally adjusted basis. Economists were looking for prices to remain unchanged. Year over year, the 20-city index was up 5.5%, matching the estimate. Prices rose in 19 of the 20 cities, but fell in New York. Ford reported better than expected results this morning thanks to strength in its North American operations. The second largest U.S. automaker earned an adjusted fourth quarter profit of 31 cents a share. Revenue of $36.5 billion also topped the street's forecast. And Pfizer's fourth quarter results beat expectations thanks in part to a rebound in sales in emerging markets. The drug maker says it made an adjusted profit of 47 cents a share. Revenue also came in better than expected at just over $15 billion but dropped from a year ago due to generic competition to the company's cholesterol blockbuster Lipitor. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken Wyatt of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Redding Rancheria, and Dutch Brothers.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical till Monday. It is, gosh, let me see, 7:35 in the morning.
You're stuck with Jake Ryan.
Yeah, I've got Jake Ryan here with me. You know, Jake Ryan, who is a friend of mine, you know, and it's, it has a number of stores, and it's just, and Jake's even hosted the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. 36 degrees out there. It's going to be a really nice day. There's a lot of things going on. Now, we were supposed to have a Department of Defense guy call me. Of course, you know,
this would be a military operation.
Yeah, you know, you know,
situation normal, yeah. All fouled up.
Yep, that's it. So, what can I say? Except that I'll probably call the woman later on, and find out what happens because I said, you know, at first it was going to be 7 to 7:30. And then they said, no, they can't do that. Okay. So 7:30 to 8. Okay. So what they're probably going to do is call at 8 o'clock again because they never got the word across. And if that happens, just say, hey, look, you were supposed to call at 7:30. We got somebody else.
You know, we have,
this is what you run into. Anyway, but I'm very proud of the fact that they said they were going to, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure they're going to call, cause there was no fighting about it. They just said, yes, we want to do it. They just wanted to make sure they had everything lined up. So yeah, maybe something, you know, dropped.
Yeah. But you know, the first thing that comes to my mind, remember you're dealing with the Department of Defense, right? Which is made up of, you know, how many different military organizations. And unfortunately, most civilians don't realize this, that, but the military doesn't keep time. You could go to a meeting with joint military personnel, like the Joint Chief of Staff. And you'd have, you know, the Army General say, okay, well, let's reconvene at 0700. And then you'd have to say, well, for you people in the Navy, that's 7 bells. For you in the Air Force, that's 7 a.m. And for you in the Marine, that's when Mickey's little hand is on 7. And
yeah, I got it.
So maybe that's the confusion about time.
That could be it.
And West Coast versus East Coast.
All right, well, let's talk about a couple of things here while we're waiting. Because you got Thomas Finkel coming on 8 o'clock. You know, tomorrow, Chief Paletti is having his first town hall meeting at the city hall. He wants to talk safety and security, with the citizens and ask people questions about what they, and explain what the police department is doing with the number of people they have. You have to figure is that we're at the same levels of police officers as we were, I think, in the '80s. The population has grown, and plus we're at 60 square miles here in the city of Reading, which was something, I mean, you think about that, they're having to cover 60 square miles, with less police than they used to have, and there's a lot of places, out there with the same population with, you know, 25% more police, and they're only covering like 10 square miles. So, anyway, that's tomorrow night on the 30th at the Reading, City Hall. It starts at 6 p.m. Have you been following the Medicaid at all?
I saw the thing this morning about the state giving us an additional
Medi-Cal.
Medicaid.
Medicaid too.
We'll pay for 3 years worth.
So and then 90% after that.
Yeah.
And you know, but when he was talking about the guy that heads up the Senate, there's talking about the Medi-Cal. He says, "Hey, we don't have to worry about this. The feds are paying for it." You know, do you love it when you hear things like that, Jake?
Yeah, it's really nice to know that you're going to stop taking out of my right pocket, and now you're just going to take out of my back pocket.
There you go.
And but still me. It's still you.
It is. It's still our tax money. It's still our, but when they say, you know, I hear people say this, oh, it's free. Oh no, that healthcare is free.
Well, for instance.
Free for who?
Yeah, but you're saying our tax money. When you say our, what do you mean by our?
You, me, Bob.
Yeah, but the people that are actually going to get, these services, by and large, you know, if you look at all the studies, and if you're in a bad situation temporarily, I understand that, but you're looking at people who are in either institutionally always never going to be able to pay back into the system, or you're looking at illegals. I mean, I think Obamacare was pretty much just a plan so that the illegals would be paid for, and be paid for by you and me and the people that actually do pay taxes
instead of just insurance companies. If you had no insurance, you would go to the emergency room. Now we're putting 1 million people. This is what the proposal is: put 1 million people into our healthcare system. Now this is the best part: is right at the same time they are trying to cut the amount of money they're giving to the providers. The providers are fighting this, but at the same time they're cutting the money they give to the providers. They want to add 1 million people to the system. You know, the providers already that are taking Medi-Cal, some of them are cutting off the Medi-Cal patients because it's cost more to treat them than they're getting back. And if that's the case, they can't keep their doors open. So somebody's going to have to lose here.
And on top of that, my son, Logan, wants to be a doctor. And there used to be a lot of 6-year programs where literally you could start and start your internship or your, interning at 6 years. You know, 2 years basically cover the Bachelor of Science portion of it, and then 4 years medical school. And that was a great idea. But now, as a result of the disincentives in Obamacare, the 6-year programs are being discouraged in favor of the 8-year traditional programs. So if you cut off 2 years, again, you're not doing anything to add to the supply of doctors. In fact, you're doing quite the opposite.
Well,
it makes no sense. Of course, this had to be something concocted by a government.
Okay. Well, we've got to take a quick break here. Jake Ryan's is my co-host. But let's talk about, Doug McConnell, who has been on our show, Dr. Doug McConnell, just a premier heart surgeon here up in the North State, well, anywhere, talks about this. And we're going to talk a little bit about, when you're talking about doctors and the number of doctors that are going to be available, let's talk about that when we get back, and a number of residencies that are not being filled because people don't want to get into this mess. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Jake Ryan, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hello, this is Reading Police Chief Robert Pelletti. On January 30th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers, I am going to hold my first town hall meeting to discuss crime in our community and update the community on changes and goals setting for the Reading Police Department. I encourage the community to please attend, and after I do my update, I will answer any questions that the community has so that I can learn about your concerns as well.
That's the town hall meeting with RPD Chief Robert Pelletti at the Reading City Council Chambers, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th.
Ready for some high-style math? Divide 500,000 pairs of shoes between your 2 feet. Add 250,000 tees and jeans to your closet. Multiply your chocolate fix by 1,000 pounds of sweet stuff and double your diamond stuff. Then subtract your hunger in 12 eateries. Carry the zero at free monthly entertainment and square the root of stacks of gadgets, games, handbags, and hats. Calculate every cellular make and model available and take a percent of hundreds of belts, buckles, watches, and glasses. Average it between 80 specialty stores and services, and it all rounds out to one-stop shopping.
Join the Bottoms Consignment Appraisal Event at Mount Shasta Mall Friday, February 1st from 12 to 5 in Center Court. Bottoms International Auctioneers and Appraisers will be present offering verbal auction estimates. Tickets are $5 per item or 5 for $20 with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the Shasta Wildlife Rescue. Bottoms is one of the world's largest and oldest auctioneers of fine arts and antiques, and they'll be in Reading Friday, February 1st at Mount Shasta Mall in Center Court from 12 to 5.
Mount Shasta Mall, a total style experience.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Jake Ryan here on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. He would like to welcome aboard Commander Steve Bartel from the Department of Defense Suicide Prevention Office. Good morning there, Commander.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
We're doing fine. Hey, thanks a lot for being on today.
My pleasure.
You know, when we hit the, you know, we're a very veteran, strong community up here in Northern California. And when I saw in the paper a couple of weeks ago is that the suicide rate in the military had reached a new high. I called the Pentagon, and through y'all's good offices, we were able to get you on today. So first of all, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. And actually, let me say up front, thanks for caring, because this is a great opportunity to get our message out. That help is available and help works, and it's actually a sign of strength. So I really appreciate your efforts out there.
Okay, thanks. You know, Commander, there's a lot of people that think that the people that are warriors that are committing suicide because they've had multiple deployments in the combat zones, but that's not necessarily true, is it?
Actually, we're not finding that to be the case. The number of tours and its relationship to suicide deaths, we're finding that more than half of active duty service members who died by suicide in 2011, now that's the latest data that we have officially, more than half never deployed as part of Operation Enduring Freedom or Operation Iraqi Freedom or Operation New Dawn. And we also found that 85% of service members who did die by suicide in 2011, 85% didn't have a history of direct combat operations. So we're not finding the correlation at this time.
So is there, I know each suicide has been investigated. Is there any string that goes across here that ties them together at all?
Well, suicide is, as you're probably also aware, is a national problem. It's a national public health problem. In 2010, which is the latest civilian data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it was the 10th leading cause of death among Americans. The CDC tracks the civilian deaths. There are a lot of factors that we're finding lead to suicide, including relationship problems, marital problems, financial problems, behavioral health disorders, legal problems, disciplinary problems. I could probably go on and on. The bottom line denominator is people feel helpless in whatever situation they're in, and they lose hope. And what we're trying to get out, a message that says there is help available, and help works. It's out there, it works, and it restores that hope, and we can help them in that situation that they're in.
I know when I returned back from Iraq this last time, we kind of decompressed in Kuwait for 3 days and then came back 96 and then 5 days of classes and counseling and getting people kind of back into stateside. But the one thing that came across is that if anybody was having any problems and if you didn't want to talk to a military, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, they gave phone numbers and this was anonymous. You could go out in town for five or six times to talk to somebody that way, to try to reach out to everybody. But it sounds like our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are not necessarily coming back from combat. They're just in regular stateside jobs.
Well, again, well, let me just say, Carl, I want to thank you. I know you were over in Iraq last time in 2007. You had over 30 years. I want to thank you so much for your service in the Marine Corps. Marines are near and dear to our heart in the Navy, obviously, and really do appreciate your service. Again, we're trying to get the message out that there is help and help works. We have the Military Crisis Line. It's an anonymous crisis line. It's 800-273-8255, press 1. That's 800-273-8255, press 1. The people on that crisis line are trained to get the help that the service members need.
I realize, you know, if those numbers like that, families, are there education programs out there for the families of the on the active duty side that they can kind of be looking for things that might trigger
Excellent,
them asking
Dr.
for help?
Thanks a lot for mentioning that, because the role of military families is extremely important Military families are one of the best lines of defense in preventing suicide, and their support in this battle, it is a battle. It's critical. It's critical in a number of areas, and we're trying to get this message out to our families as well. Try to recognize the warning signs of suicide. And even go so far as to ask the service member if they are suicidal. Ask their family member if they're suicidal. And be aware of resources available, like the military crisis line. Be able to get the person to the help by providing those critical resources.
Are there other education programs going on, Commander, for the leadership side that says, hey, be looking for this in your troops?
Absolutely. Training and education is a big part of suicide prevention, and we're working really hard. DOD undertakes a range of training and educational sessions to prevent suicide. Our Defense Suicide Prevention Office, DISPO, is overseeing suicide prevention activities and uncovering the best practices at DOD, and we've been holding educational sessions and trainings for groups ranging from senior leaders and those serving to wounded warriors, to public affairs officers, to civilians with supervisory roles. And the training that we're trying to put out there is to enable people to identify the warning signs of suicide. You know, define the key warning signs. Identify some of the chief protective factors, risk factors that service members might be exhibiting, and understand what they should do. What questions they should ask if they do believe someone may be considering suicide. And another big factor is attempting to help our leaders and service members overcome the stigma that might prevent service members from seeking help. Talking about, discussing security clearance policies, praising people who seek assistance. For instance, there's help out there and help works. That's what we're saying. It's actually a sign of strength to get help, okay? And emphasizing that the treatment that's available for mental health problems or behavioral health problems, it does work.
Commander, now the office that you, you're representing is, what was it called again?
It's called the Defense Suicide Prevention Office.
And how,
with acronyms in the military, you know that. DISPO for short, DSPO.
How long has DISPO been in existence?
DISPO has been in existence for just a little bit over a year. DISPO is the result of the 2009 NDAA that established a task force to study suicide prevention in the military. And in 2010, that task force came out with some 76-odd recommendations. The number one recommendation was to establish a suicide prevention office that can coordinate, consolidate, and study best practices.
Now, the reason I asked you that...
standardize and oversee suicide prevention efforts. This has been reinforced in the current NDAA 2013, and... we're working hard to try to, look at those 76 recommendations from that task force.
Right. Now, the reason I asked you that, Commander, I also, like Carl, I'm a veteran. I was a captain in the Army, so I'm not as near and dear to the Navy's heart as Carl is. But I unfortunately did have a suicide in my platoon, and I was the platoon officer. And there were a whole lot of resources available to me as the directing commanding superior to deal with it, and all that stuff was already in place. So is it fair to say that the military has always had some form of suicide support all this time?
Absolutely. Can I back up just a second? I don't think I got your name. I thought I was talking to Carl.
When I introduced, you probably missed it, but, Jake Ryan here is my guest co-host today, and as Jake said, is an Army veteran, a captain, and he's been deployed in some tough places too. So,
yeah.
Well, let me just say thank you too for your service. Really do appreciate the time that you served in the military and for all the work you did as a commanding officer. In answer to your question, absolutely. The Department of Defense has been working on suicide prevention for years. This isn't a new fight. We've been, you know, there, every service has a suicide prevention manager, works very hard. There are a lot of programs out there and a lot of good programs that are working. What the Defense Suicide Prevention Office is trying to do is determine best practices and try to centralize and coordinate some of the suicide prevention efforts, especially in light of suicide trends nationally.
So taking my personal experience with that, I got a lot of support. Like I said, the chaplain corps seemed to be tuned into it quite effectively, and there were already policies in place. I mean, that I would have to treat this death differently, you know, the investigation, things of that nature. So I guess my question to you, with all that was going on even back then, and I was in a combat unit, my intuition tells me that you were actually, if you were a combat veteran, you were less likely to be a subject of a suicide event than the regular population at large. Is that a proper intuition?
Well, you know, we don't have any data to back that up.
Well, do you know what the suicide rate in the general population is?
The CDC reports on the, you mean in the military or in the civilian population?
No, just in the United States, the American population at large, you know what the suicide rate is?
Yeah, the CDC releases those figures, they maintain those figures. The latest data in the civilian population is 2010. I don't have the exact information. I believe we have information that breaks it down into different age groups and categories, but it's very difficult to compare that data to the military because the military is predominantly male, predominantly young, and there are a lot of differences. It's kind of like comparing apples and oranges. And plus the data is, you know, a year off. We have 2011 data, they have 2010 data. Categorically, military suicides are at a rate that is less than the general population.
I think that's what we're trying. That's what we're trying to get to, because I really, you know, when we were, the deaths we had during Desert Storm, it was the safest place that Marines have ever been was in combat back in '90s. We had less Marines injured and killed getting ready to go into combat than we did back in the States.
Especially if you're from East LA.
Yeah. So. that makes sense to me. Is there a age group that's more susceptible to this, Commander?
Well, obviously the younger age group is. That's a national trend as well. Unfortunately, they categorize nationally the age group from 17 to 60, so you don't have a lot of breakdown there. But the indicators seem to be the younger age groups are more likely to commit suicide. And if you carry that over to the military, that's who we have. That's primarily who gets into the military, is the younger category.
Okay, so if we can kind of, I know we're asking a lot of facts and figures here, but it kind of gives everybody a picture, Commander. But so what we're saying is like 53% to 55% of those who, of the servicemen that committed suicide and women, that it was,
had not deployed,
that most of them had not even ever been in combat. So that, you know, so all those little ideas, oh gosh, multiple deployments, this is what's causing it, is not true. I think it's really important.
I think the number is like 53 or 54%, had never deployed. And of the ones that did commit suicide, again, latest figures we have in the military that are official are 2011. The 2012 numbers have not been confirmed yet. But 85% of those who did die by suicide in 2011 had no history of direct combat operations.
Okay. Is this consistent with previous years?
The military is all about deployment. We deploy routinely in the military. I happen to be in the Navy. The Navy, we've been deploying on ships for decades. And family separation is family separation no matter where you are deploying.
Right. Hey, Commander, first of all, we'd really like to thank you. We've run out of time here. Thanks a lot for being on the show. This is Commander Steve Bartell. And you've given us numbers. Can you give us a phone number again for people that, you know, for the suicide hotline there?
Absolutely. And Carl, let me thank you again, not only for your service, but caring for our military members and their families and helping us get this message out.
You bet.
It's, the military crisis line is 1-800-273-8255. That's T-A-L-K.
Okay.
Press 1. Okay. 800-273-8255. Press 1. Help is available and help works, and it's actually a sign of strength. So,
okay.
Great.
Thank you very much, Commander. We got to run here. We'll be right back after the news.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The first hurdle just cleared on John Kerry's road to Secretary of State. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The Senate committee the Massachusetts Democrats served on for more than a quarter century has signed off on his nomination for Secretary of State. The Foreign Relations Committee approving unanimously by voice vote Kerry to replace Hillary Clinton. The full Senate could confirm Kerry later today, again with little opposition. Thursday, the president's pick for Secretary of Defense, former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, faces what's expected to be a tough confirmation hearing. Lisa.
Meantime, Jared, another cabinet vacancy. Transportation Chief Ray LaHood stepping down, the White House not confirming a timetable. Six accused plotters of 9/11 due back in court at Guantanamo Bay, where an effort to sort out pretrial issues continues. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown following this live in Miami.
Lisa, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man the CIA says is the mastermind behind 9/11, and his co-conspirators are to be back in a military courtroom today at Gitmo as the prosecutors, the judge, and the defense counsel discusses whether or not supposedly secret CIA prisons should be presented as evidence of torture. In the meantime, there is concern that the military has an ability to cut off the microphones in the court to prevent certain things from being heard by observers, Lisa.
Eben, shutting down Gitmo, apparently no longer a priority. A State Department envoy who had been leading that effort now reassigned. More aid from the U.S. to Syria.
The relief we send doesn't say made in America. But make no mistake, our aid reflects the commitment of the American people.
President Obama in a video announcing an additional $155 million in humanitarian assistance. Less take-home pay not sitting well with consumers. The end of a payroll tax break blamed for consumer confidence plunging in January to its lowest level in more than a year. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
At Sam's Club, save big with new lower prices for the big game, like thirst-quenching Pepsi and chicken wings with plenty of kick, all at sizes that'll keep the crowd cheering. And get into the action with bigger values on Sam's Club's wide selection of big-screen TVs, like the new 70-inch Vizio. Not a member yet? Join the club January 29th through February 3rd and score a gift card worth up to $20. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Despite a state of emergency and a curfew, fresh protests over the new president's policies in three Egyptian cities. Since Friday, at least 60 people killed in violent clashes with police. Egypt's army chief warning the state of Egypt could collapse if the crisis continues. Along Egypt's border with Israel, a look at the leading role of Israel's women in combat.
Egypt's lawless Sinai Desert is a haven for terrorists and a place to smuggle weapons to Gaza. Bordered with Israel, thousands of female soldiers watch it 24 hours a day.
Girls have a lot more patience to sit in front of a screen or a landscape.
Ortal Amar heads the observation room. She says if they spot something suspicious, they alert units on the front line. Many of them are also all-female teams. Combat intelligence units like this one sit for days in hidden crawl spaces, watching, ready to pounce if they get the call. On the Israeli-Egyptian border, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
A gun made of Legos gets a five-year-old Massachusetts boy in trouble.
At his after-school program, Joseph Cardosa put two Lego pieces together, forming the shape of a gun.
We were
just walking around, and then he was just like, "Dada, don't shoot me." We were just pretending.
But officials at Hyannis West Elementary School weren't playing around when they sent Joseph's parents a letter saying their son acted inappropriately. One more incident could result in suspension. Joseph's mother, Sheila Cruz, thinks the school went too far.
When I was a kid, I mean, we could play like that, and it wasn't a big deal.
The principal says the letter is part of the school's policy to provide a safe environment.
Fox News Radio, Steve Rappaport. The Dow up 35 points right now and topping 13,900. And Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Why is this sounding strange to me all of a sudden? Okay, we're back now. What was going on there, Bad Bomb?
Had one of the mics up a little bit high because the ladies who were on earlier were so soft-spoken.
Got it.
Really cranked.
Got it.
The God effect.
Jake Ryan is joining me as my co-host today. And, of course, Linda is on sabbatical until next Monday. And then she'll be back and with her own special brand of madness that she comes in here. I say that in the best sense. She's happy. She makes me happy when she's in here. Not that you don't, Jake. Bad Bob.
Between the lines.
Hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors and Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. We continue to have mixed markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 35 points at 13,917, while the NASDAQ is down 9 at 3,145, and the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,502. Oil's up 74 cents at $97.17 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.14%. Gold's up $7 this morning at $1,662, while silver's up 39 cents at $31.18 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, ExxonMobil's up 29 cents at $91.39, Home Depot's down 44 cents at $67.15, while Bank of America's down a penny at $11.48. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. If you have any questions about what's going on in Wall Street, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive in Reading. All right, Bad Bob, it's 36 degrees out there, but it's going to be a great day.
Absolutely. We are looking for probably cloudy skies and a high of 63.
Easy for you to say.
Yes, indeed. Do not try this at home, folks. I am a professional. Generally clear tonight, a low near 40 degrees. Mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 67. Currently in Reading, 36 degrees. And the weather report, always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
The river report?
But it'll be a little bit.
Yeah, Anselmo Vineyards.
I multitask well. Thank you very much.
474-5546. Pizzas, handmade pizzas on Thursday nights, brunches, lunches, dinners, music, everything. Outstanding. Anselmo's. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. Okay, let's take a quick break because our Sheriff Tom Basenko's here.
Good morning.
And, of course, Jake Ryan.
Good morning.
Hey, Jake, how are you doing so far? This has been pretty fast this morning.
I'm doing great. I'm just, the fact you cut my advertising to make room for the Navy commander, I'm still getting over that.
Well, we give you like 25 to 30% more anytime. So we're going to catch you up this week. I promise you.
This has been like a two-hour commercial, so I'm okay, really.
Yeah, it kind of is. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. And, stop by and see your neighbors who are going to give you great deals on Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Rams right there. They carry a selection of not only new but previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every person's need, and their service department is second to none. That's Crown Motors, Reading Crown Motors, serving Reading and the North State. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading or give them a call at 530-223-2177. We'll be right back after these messages.
The British are coming!
That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. It is 8:12 in the morning. Carl Bott here and my guest co-host Jake Ryan. Hello, Jake.
Good morning.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley, and how they support this community. Espresso Joe's for some of the best coffee in town. Fix it the way you want it. Lattes, cappuccinos. Of course, they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. In our last segment when we had Commander Steve Bartell, we just cut out all the commercials and everything so we could get in because he called in a little bit late. A lot of good information in there, but here's things that you need to take away if you didn't hear it, and you can hear it in the archives, is that 56% or around that, well over the 50% mark, have never deployed. We're talking about suicide prevention and suicide in the military, is that over 50% had never deployed, period. And that 85% of them had never, of those who committed suicide, had never had direct combat experience. And the rates are lower in the military than they are on the outside. So, yes, military suicides are terrible. But we need to also put them in perspective, and there's lots of programs out there in the military that are there to help our military.
Well, I hate to have a conspiracy attitude towards it, but no. I sometimes wonder if some of this stuff isn't hyped up so that we can target people coming out of the military as more. I mean, if you just read the media, because you've been deployed and because the hell of combat, you're going to be more suicidal.
Yeah, you're crazy.
And therefore, probably, if anybody's a candidate for not having a weapon, it probably should be the military. I mean, again, I know that sounds very conspiratorial, but it almost seems like that's the attitude being shaped.
Well, somebody just sent something in the chat room. It says that it's very rare for SEALs to have post-traumatic stress. And when people ask me, I say, you know what? If you're a professional military, this is what you do. You're surrounded by other professional military. This is what they do. There's your encounter group right there that you talk about. I think there's a few things that if you absolutely believe in what you're doing.
Well,
that you believe in what you're doing.
Well, and
that really helps.
The commander made the point that it's usually the feelings of helplessness, and I can't think of anything less helpless than a Navy SEAL.
You know what? I think you're right. I think because they're trained. I'm sorry, Sheriff Thomas Finkel's here with us. Tom, just jump in here.
A good subject, because even in law enforcement, many years ago, many law enforcement agencies, ourselves included, established peer support for the officers, whether it be deputy sheriffs or police officers, to get them through some traumatic incidents. If they ended up taking a life, or having some other critical incident, peer support, was big. Many agencies also use those officers who have been involved in the critical incidents or taken a life to assist others if that is their first time in taking a life with fatal use of force, to assist them through some things they may be experiencing or will experience.
Absolutely, because there suicide rates among police, law enforcement,
are high.
As, you know,
divorce, alcoholism,
all right. Those things. That's right. And that's just in their first year of being on the job.
So, well, I don't know about that.
All right. I thought it was really interesting, but there are a lot of things, and you're right, I believe too, Jake, is that, you must have post-traumatic stress because you've been in the service. Well, you must have post-traumatic stress because you went to a bad high school in Detroit. You know, that's what I think. Anyway, Sheriff Tom DeSanko.
Good morning.
Good morning. Usually, this is not your regular scheduled time, but we're talking letters. There's a lot of things going on.
There is, and I had an availability in my schedule. I'm glad to be on, and thank you for hosting it.
Well, of course. Now, you wrote a letter to the Vice President of the United States.
It included the Vice President, the Speaker of the both houses, our legislative representatives, Senator Feinstein, Doug LaMalfa, the Governor of our state, Jerry Brown, and then, of course, our state legislators as well.
Okay, and we're going to get right to that. I'm going to take a break early because this is going to take a while to talk about, but that's who it is. But we're going to talk about the exact letter you wrote.
Great.
To these people. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior discounts, veterans discounts, 4,000 happy customers. What can I say? Except it's also locally owned and family operated. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Our guest, of course, is Sheriff Tom Basenko. And as you heard on the other side of our break, is that he wrote a letter to not only the Vice President of the United States, but also our elected representatives up there. And what did you say in this exactly, Tom?
Basically, I explained who I was, the issues at hand with the tragedies that have occurred in our nation recently, but more importantly, that gun laws, even in the states that are the most restrictive, still maintain some of the highest crime rates, including California, and that they need to address issues such as the root problems as mental health, drug and substance addictions, and safety in our schools. And most of those were also spelled out in the president's executive orders, but gun control over the years has proven ineffective. Its laws for gun control has really impacted the law-abiding citizen and not the criminal. The criminal is the one that needs to be the focus of this, having strict laws, very vigorous prosecution against the criminals, and long prison sentences if they use a gun in the commission of their crime or if they're in possession of a firearm.
A line you have in here, the criminals and their behavior represent a clear and present danger to the safety and security of our citizens and communities. I couldn't agree more with that.
That's right.
And here in my, and what I think is, what I say is this, as Jake is, you know, we're both veterans. We've both, you know, we're both gun owners. I haven't even had a parking ticket in the last 35 or 40 years. I like to shoot. I like to hunt. I'm an NRA instructor. The bottom line is, why is Dianne Feinstein and Joe Biden afraid of me? Because I will comply with their stupid laws. But why are they afraid of me? Because the guys I see walking up and down the streets that have raised the crime rate around here are the ones that won't listen to that.
That's correct.
They're not going to listen to that. Why are they so afraid of us?
There was a statement, and I paraphrase, that's been on the news by Senator Feinstein from the past that basically said that if she was anything that she could do to take all the guns off the streets, she would do that. And I think that that's part of her agenda to work towards that end. Her recent bill specifically bans 120 named rifles by make and brand. But it also includes firearms such as semi-automatic shotguns, other rifles, handguns with detachable magazines, which most all semi-automatics have detachable magazines.
I can't think of too many that aren't.
Of course, the magazine restriction, 10-round magazine restriction, we've had that law here and in force in California for many years. Hasn't made a difference for the criminal.
Well, they still get those 15-round, 16-round magazines.
New York came out with some new legislation by Mayor Bloomberg that restricted magazines to 7-round capacity, but said it's okay if you have a 10-round magazine, you previously owned it, but you may legally only load it to 7.
And I saw that. That's enough. You know, I guess they're going to catch you on. I guess if they pull you over. Do you have a weapon in there?
I'm sure the criminal is Hey, Rocco, you can only load 7 rounds in that without being illegal. I don't think that's going to be happening in New York. And they didn't have and they didn't have a law enforcement exemption. So now law enforcement in New York will have to load to 7 rounds.
Well, no, and then they said that they're going to fix that. And then my question to that is, okay,
because in their haste they made a bad law.
Well, but even if they're going to fix it, my question is, okay, why? We always ask, why do you need 15 rounds? Why do you need 10? My response is, well, why do the police need it? And the answer is, well, because they're there to maintain safety, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but I was in the LA riots, and I remember the police being withdrawn, and all that was those poor Korean shop owners were left to their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
So are you arguing that the police, had they been there, would have needed a 15-round magazine, but the poor Korean businessman that was left behind didn't? Even though he'd be up against the same thing.
Well, you know, I just read a great article that says why good people need semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines. And they can give you incident after incident where you've had 2 or 3 people break into the house. That the even trained police, and Tom, you know this, I mean, we've had around here, is that we've had 35, 40 shots fired at somebody.
By multiple officers.
Multiple officers, but they were firing because the guy they were going against didn't drop. He was firing back, and
it's a moving target on top of that.
A moving target, and so people that say that have never actually probably either, you know, been in something where you're actually firing a number of times, haven't fired, haven't been in gunfights, haven't really read about gunfights, and there are so many instances where policemen are hitting their targets. And the assailant or the one they're going after just doesn't drop. They just keep coming at them. And eventually will hurt, you know, can harm or kill the police. So to get in here to start limiting when the bad guys aren't limiting, and it has absolutely nothing, to do with preventing what happened at Sandy Hook.
And one of Dianne Feinstein's chief analysts, in one of their reports, pointed out the fact that most violent crime committed with a handgun, the perp, only manages to get off an average of 4 shots. So, you know, unless Bloomberg is willing to reduce it down to a 3-shot magazine, obviously the bulk of crime committed with a gun doesn't even require that kind of capacity.
Yeah. Okay, Sheriff Pasinko, there's been some other there's some comments, especially on from sheriffs that said they will stand in the door to keep the constitutional rights from being taken from their citizens. That's not what you said in here. You said that
strongly opposed legislation.
I would strongly oppose any attempts to undermine our constitutional rights or impose unlawful regulations or actions against our citizens.
Kind of leaves it wide open.
Yes,
and a lot of room for interpretation. Kind of speak softly.
That's right.
And then see what develops. And many of the sheriffs, there are, of course, in the North State here, some other sheriffs has written letters as well, our surrounding counties, and then also sheriffs in other counties in the foothills, in the Sierras, and in the Central Valley area that are also joining with similar letters as well.
You think this will make a difference?
Yes. I think it sends a very clear and strong message to our legislators, both local, state, and federal, of where the sheriffs stand. I've heard there's a whole group of the Utah sheriffs that came out as an association that said basically the same thing. We're not going to support unconstitutional laws or infringements upon the rights of our citizens.
Yeah, Sheriff, why do you think I remember the first the federal assault guns ban, and the overwhelming number of law enforcement agencies were supportive of that at that time. Why are we not seeing it this time?
Not sure. Part of it is probably political. Oftentimes, city police chiefs have a different view, especially the large urban city police chiefs have a different view of gun control than rural sheriffs. And many of the sheriffs are responsible for the entire county and are responding to the wishes of their constituents.
I know that the County of Sacramento sheriff, one of the planks in his platform was, I'm going to issue concealed carry.
That's right.
And he is. It was a winner.
know him personally. Their CCW application process is off the hook. It is going along quite well. You have to set appointments for new CCW applications there. Ours is very, very brisk and off the hook as well. Generally, we're processing between 15 to 30 new applications a day, and we may have to go to appointments as well.
We just graduated a class of 20. All women, all ladies.
Yeah, they had like a ladies CCW course recently, and it is good to see people wanting to arm themselves there. But we are being a bit overwhelmed. I brought on some additional staff, reassigned some staff to assist in that load.
Now, you know, okay, we're going to have to take a break. When I come back, why do you think this is? I mean, you've got your pulse on what's happening here in town and all that, but why do you think so many people are putting in for their concealed carry?
We'll address that when we get back.
Right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A bipartisan group of eight senators have laid out their plan for immigration reform, and now it's the president's turn.
President Obama unveils his ideas at a high school in Las Vegas today. He won Nevada largely on the strength of support from Hispanic voters. Nationwide, the president won 70% of the Hispanic vote.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. Senator John Kerry's nomination to be the next Secretary of State approved by voice vote in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The ayes have it, and the nomination.
The full Senate is expected to vote this afternoon. And Ford is out with its latest numbers.
Ford earned over $5.5 billion for 2012. That was down $300 million from the previous year because of Europe's financial struggles.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. The company stock had advanced 56% in the last 6 months. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
Ready for some high-style math? Divide a 500,000 pairs of shoes between your 2 feet. Add a 250,000 tees and jeans to your closet. Multiply your chocolate fix by 1,000 pounds of sweet stuff and double your diamond stock. Then subtract your hunger in a dozen eateries. Carry the zero at free monthly entertainment and square the root of stacks of gadgets, games, handbags, and hats. calculate every cellular make and model available, and take a percent of hundreds of belts, buckles, watches, and glasses. Average it between 80 specialty stores and services, and it all rounds out to one-stop shopping.
Join the Bottoms Consignment Appraisal Event at Mount Shasta Mall Friday, February 1st from 12 to 5 in Center Court. Bottoms International Auctioneers and Appraisers will be present offering verbal auction estimates. Tickets are $5 per item or 5 for $20, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting the Shasta Wildlife Rescue. Bottoms is one of the world's largest and oldest auctioneers of fine arts and antiques, and they'll be in Reading Friday, February 1st at Mount Shasta Mall in Center Court from 12 to 5.
Mount Shasta Mall, a total style experience.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda Sabatical will be up next Monday. She'll be back in here with us. But my co-host, Jake Ryan, is with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. And you just have a real good time in there. Just good people in there. It's man's last stronghold. And, you know, if you can't go in and enjoy getting a haircut in the Cypress Square Barbershop, then you probably shouldn't be getting haircuts. That's what I think. All right. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Bosenko, who wrote a letter to the Vice President of the United States, Senator Feinstein, all of our elected representatives like that. And he says, the criminals and their behavior represent a clear and present danger to the safety and security of our citizens and communities, and not the law-abiding people in the community. It's the criminals. And when we left, we talked about how come there's so many people getting the concealed carry. Tom.
Well, I think part of that is that obviously deputies, law enforcement officers can't be every place all the time. There's just not enough staffing, and the area to cover is too big. A little bit at the previous session you were talking about, Reading being 60 square miles.
60 square miles.
And I think somewhere around 80 officers for Reading Police, 90 officers, not sure about that.
I think it's like 96 or something like that.
And not all those are assigned to patrol.
And not at one time. There's like 24 of them off for sick, diseased,
yep,
injured.
Sheriff's Office, we have about a little over 100. All of those aren't signed to patrol. We have about 10 to 12 vacancies right now, either due to retirements, people out on long-term disability, trying to get hired up there. And we had more officers on the streets in the 80s and 90s than we do right now. And I know Chief Paletti has basically said the same thing.
Do you have money to hire them?
Those 10 positions, yes. But we're also fine, and we're working hard on hiring. Recently, we did a test for lateral entry. Only 5 applicants, and laterals come from another agency. Only 5. We're seeing people leaving right now for other agencies. One person just left for another county nearby, and he's accepting a position because it pays $1,500 more per month than Shasta County per month. So about
a county around here?
Yes. Yes, very nearby. He does not have to move. And
He doesn't
have to move.
Just changes uniforms.
Just change uniforms. Yep. And we see some of the lateral officers that are applying saying, hey, I have to take somewhere between a $600 and $1,500 a month pay cut if I were to come to work for Shasta County. I can't afford that. So thank you very much. I'd love to work here. I'd love to apply here, but I can't afford
that. And you already have to be a graduate of the Law Enforcement Academy and all that?
For lateral, you have to be a graduate of the academy and then working for an agency as well. For entry level, we do see that. Those are the people that have gotten an academy, just graduated, and don't have the experience. They're coming to work. We're seeing some of those, but then what you see is that as the person gains experience, gets hired, gains experience, he or she looks around and says, hey, I can do better next door at another county or another city, sometimes here locally. That's Reading Police. They do pay significantly more than Shasta County Sheriff's Office or the County of Shasta. And they go to work, and we lose experienced officers. In my 34 years of law enforcement experience, off the top of my head, I was making a list the other day. I came up with at least 20 officers that have left sheriff's office, some of them sergeants, and have gone to work for agencies within the county, either district attorney's office or Reading PD.
How much do we pay an entry-level sheriff?
Deputy sheriff tops out at almost $30 an hour. They start out at about $23 an hour.
So they top out. Now that's then they get overtime though. Right?
They get overtime.
And don't you get like other? There must be other some money.
There's as you gain experience, you get an intermediate certificate and an advanced certificate that pays a little more. If you're a training officer, that pays a little bit more mm-hmm. while you're training. If you're in a resident spot like Shingletown, that pays a little bit more. Detective pays a little bit more. But still, that one officer, he was a had a pay incentive. It had been here a little bit. And even with his pay incentive, he goes to work for another agency at $1,500 more a month.
It's hard to compete with that, especially when you don't even have to move. Hey, let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning. Do you have a question for the sheriff?
I do. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Tom.
Hi.
Good morning.
One of the comments for folks that have not or don't have access to the chat room, and we have a discussion going, a dialogue going, is that the officers that are on patrol is actually less than it was 10 years ago.
Yes.
And that surprised
for both agencies.
Me because they are, it was pretty low. I think there were four or five in the whole county, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Right.
One of my questions, or the question that I have for you is the emergency, we were able to do statistics on response times and priority one calls, which are emergency, and we're not talking about shootings or code 3 emergency response. We're talking about priority one, which typically most agencies have a 5 or 10 minute or at least a 5 minute response time. And I wanted mm-hmm. to find out from you what exactly are the priority one response times. I live in the county. I have called in regarding some issues with myself that I would consider to be a priority response. And it was quite a delay before someone even contacted me. So I'm interested in finding out what exactly is priority response. What are the average times?
Okay, Ruth, thanks.
I don't have those right off the tip of my tongue. The times can vary depending on how many officers are on the street, what other priority calls are pending at the time. Priority one call is something like maybe a burglary in progress, a domestic violence, or some type of assault in progress that can affect a person's safety. Those are all top priority calls. Sometimes they come in simultaneously. The officer could be around the corner from the call or in another part of his beat have to respond 20, 30 minutes away. We're a big county, 3,850 square miles, and minimum staffing out there.
Well, what's your best guess, Tom? Because
I would say
it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to approach because they're going to wait for backup, which would be either a highway patrol
depending
or
on so. Right depending on where the what the call is. You're right, but 20 to 30 minutes response time is not uncommon. Even when I was on the streets, one of the concerns I had is having backup available. That's why I became one of the reasons I became a canine officer, so I had my backup in the back seat with me, my canine, and that's was a big plus. So the response times do vary.
So I guess the reason that I bring this up to you is to basically, I think this is good information for the public to know, the people in this community to know, but I think that people have to have accurate statistics, and you don't have the means, as far as I know, to have those statistics that are going to allow the public to have this information and good information because, like I just said, the first officer responding is going to sit and wait for the second officer, so that delay could be even longer.
However, that's still...
If you had the means to provide those statistics to the community, we might see some of our resources, we might see the Board of Supervisors actually give you more money to get the statistics so they actually know what's going on.
On the response times, I'd differ and can't agree with you on that because I can call dispatch, talk to our dispatching supervisors, and obtain what response times are on various priority calls. A few years ago, my budget was cut by about $4 million in 2009. That's when we had layoffs of the deputies and everything. One of those persons that was laid off was our criminal analyst in statistics. I do have to wind up because we're coming up on a break right now.
But, you know, the thing is, Ruth, is those statistics are out there, and I see what you're saying. You're saying, hey, we need to hit the Board of Supervisors with this and say, look, this is what it takes. These maybe take a look at how we're funding the sheriff's office because it's taking us 20 to 30 minutes for a class one, I guess, or
priority one.
A priority one, and this is violence.
And I continually talk with Larry Lees, our county administrative officer, executive officer, our boards of supervisors. Leonard Modi used to be the chief of police. They know some of the concerns. They definitely know the priorities because I'm informing them.
All right. We got to take a break here. Carl Bott, and my guest host is Jake Ryan, and our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're talking about the sheriff's letter to the vice president about, hey, we don't need more gun laws. We need to take the bad guys off the streets. We'll be right back.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Crab season is officially open. Hi, this is Ken White of the Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. Come join us for our 26th annual Crab Feed on Saturday, February 2nd, featuring our famous all-you-can-eat crab. You'll have an ocean of fun and help us provide shelter and care to victims of domestic violence. Tickets are available at our box office at 2280 Benton Drive, online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org, or by calling 244-0118. This event sponsored in part by Haleakala Ranch, Curtis and Elizabeth Wisehon, Florence Huggerford, and Lane Larson.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. What can I tell you? 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls. These guys do good work. Head out to their website, homecomfort.org, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Jake Ryan is my co-host today.
Good morning.
Linda will be back next Monday. And, of course, Sheriff Tom Basinko is here. We pulled the sheriff in because of the letter he wrote to the vice president and all the other representatives there. All right, Tom, let's get back to that for a second. We talked about why you just lost a deputy because the county next to us was paying him $1,500 more a month. He doesn't even have to move.
Right.
Okay, you know, it's hard to compete with that. Going back, though, to we talked about the number of people that are getting concealed carry. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously they believe that they're going to need this, that when you look at response times. But I don't even think that it's a response time type thing.
I think it's a matter of them feeling safe and protected. They know that law enforcement can't be everywhere all the time. We do see headlines of crimes that occur in parking lots, at shopping centers, and at different stores. And I think people want to feel safe. And that's good that they can get a concealed weapons permit, they get the training, and they feel comfortable carrying that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need a concealed weapons permit if they just want to have one in their home. But if they want to carry or have one in their car available to them, they need a CCW permit, and getting proper training and being in compliance with the law is all good and proper.
Okay. When we look at, and I can say this, you know, people were so concerned about Obama taking away your guns. And in the last 4 years, I can't think of any law that he, or any push that he made to do this. I mean, yes, the UN thing where supposedly that we have to, you know, that the UN charter imposes on us, you know, that we can't keep weapons and all that. But that has to be ratified by the Senate, blah, 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 blah. But now, there are some things that are happening. At what point do you really, I mean, in your heart, Sheriff, do you believe that any of these, you know, any of Feinstein's new law, the quote assault weapon ban, will do anything to stop crime?
Short answer, no. She does not have a new law. She has new legislation.
Excuse me,
It doesn't appear that she has support even from her own party, and definitely does not have support of across the aisle for the Republican Party. So it doesn't appear that, based on what she's proposing, we'll get through unless she makes a lot of amendments to it to get support across the aisle.
Do you think there is there any weapons? What restrictions should be on our right to bear arms?
I think you need to go back to the wording of the Second Amendment, and it doesn't name specific guns. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed.
We're going to get back on time with a break right now. That was a that was something that maybe we should buy a lot of time and let DC take a look at this. Shall not be infringed. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of earning less than a half of a percent in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
No, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Our guest today is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and our guest co-host, of course, is Jake Ryan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jake, somebody asked about MREs, you know, what they are, but you've got them.
Yes, you just skipped over my ad. I'm going to do a shameless plug.
Okay, do a shameless plug, because we skipped one whole commercial break when we were talking to, Commander, Bartel.
Yeah, just wanted to let you know, MREs, we sell them by the case. They're $84.95, which makes us 4 cents cheaper than the online competitor, Bud K. Except the fact that they don't tell you you have to buy 15 cases of them to get the free shipping. Otherwise, you'd pay $6.58. So we're really like $6.60 cheaper per case.
And you can get these where? Any of your stores?
Any of my four. Count them.
Four stores.
Yeah. And remember, peace of mind today for less.
There you go.
Chico, Corning, Redding, and Palisadro.
There you go. There'll be a test later on.
Yeah.
Okay. Sheriff.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for, well, first of all, for coming on, Tom. And, you know, thanks for, you know, the letter that you wrote is, hey, you know what? You didn't say, I'm going to stand in the door. But on the other hand, you didn't say you wouldn't stand in the door. It depends on what they do.
And that's a purposeful way that I wanted to write in that way, to leave a lot of latitude, a lot of room for me, and maybe cause a little bit of pause by the readers as well, saying what is exactly meant by that.
The that was a good question we had during the break here. Was Jake, you said, you know, is there one of the reasons that
law enforcement wasn't?
Assault weapon ban. Why is there not? Was there more support the first time?
And
yeah,
that's a question I asked the sheriff earlier, and then as thought about it more and more, law enforcement, at least I've dealt with, wants to do what works.
Those are also not the weapons of choice by criminals. Most guns used by criminals are a result of handguns. And, again, in the most restrictive state, Illinois, and the most restrictive city, Chicago, they still have a lot of handgun-related crime. Two major court decisions by the Supreme Court, Heller v. McDonald The Heller case, which was in Washington, D.C., and the McDonald case in Chicago, both the Supreme Court affirmed that a citizen's right to have and to keep and to bear arms, and then obviously a big decision, whole lot to be read in those, but they basically ruled in favor of the citizen that whose case was appealed to the Supreme Court not once but twice.
The fact is I think, is you're absolutely right, is it doesn't work. I think in Chicago this weekend, they had 7 murders this weekend in Chicago. And,
that would not surprise me.
That doesn't surprise me. You know, when we were in the middle of, in some of the hottest times in 2006, in Fallujah and Ramadi, and the gunfights were all over the place, there were more people being killed in Chicago than there was in the combat zone.
I think the chief talked a couple of months ago that, Stockton, where he was from, had something like 8 murders in the weekend and had to use patrol staff, former detectives that were reassigned to assist in investigating the murders there, and that's in Stockton.
Yeah.
So it's good. Gun sales are off the hook as well. Trying to find ammunition is difficult. Getting the proper training and being a legal, lawful, law-abiding citizen to be armed is not a bad thing. We know that law enforcement can't be everywhere at all times when crime occurs.
You're there,
but we're there to respond, to assist them.
Right, afterwards. So. Hey, Sheriff, thanks a lot for being here.
Always a pleasure.
And Jake?
Oh, hey.
Patriot Gold and Silver.
I really appreciate this opportunity to have this 2-hour commercial.
Well, you haven't even had a chance to talk too much. In fact, we even skipped your commercials because we read the Department of Defense suicide prevention guy in here. Tomorrow, Senator Maurice Johannesson, we're going to be talking about the latest, what's going on with Mojo and everything he's doing. And
great
the,
guy for our community.
You know
and
what?
Our
you
veterans.
Can't say, yeah, you can't say much more than he is, you know, the leader of the veterans community up here. And, the other things would be is, like I said, Linda will be back on Monday. We've got, a lot more shows going on this week, a lot more happening this week with, Free Fire Radio. But, Tom, thanks for coming in, taking this time because you weren't scheduled on this. And I know you're in and out in between things. I was really surprised to hear that we're losing people to counties next to us who are paying $1,500 more a month. That was really, on my takeaways today, that one was huge.
Huge. And I think you'll see it, I think you'll see that picking up, as the economic crisis continues. Coming up on a break and the end of the show, thank you very much.
You bet, Tom. Jake, thanks a lot for being here.
Where's that county? I think I'll open my next door there.
There you go. We'll be right. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. By the end of the day, John Kerry may be confirmed as Secretary of State. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live at the Capitol.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee wasting no time signing off on the Massachusetts Democrat unanimously passing Kerry's confirmation resolution.
What a privilege. Seriously, to work with you and now to work with you in a different way. I thank you.
Kerry served on the Foreign Relations Committee for nearly three decades and has chaired it the past 4 years. The full Senate could vote on confirmation later today, Thursday. President Obama's pick for Secretary of Defense, former Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, faces a committee hearing. Ron.
Jared, one of Kerry's big challenges will be the civil war in Syria, where victims will be getting more U.S. aid.
I've approved an additional $155 million in humanitarian aid for people in Syria and refugees fleeing the violence.
President Obama bringing the U.S. aid total in 2 years to $365 million. An Army veteran who lost all four of his limbs